This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for shows and tours.
Presented through the generosity of the Palm Springs International Airport and Daniel Meyer, flypsp.com.
Hey, Joey Pals. This is Daniel Meyer. I wanted you to know that Palm Springs International Airport now has 35 nonstop routes and 13 airlines in season and 16 year-round nonstop routes and 9 year-round airlines. Come fly with us.
Okay, you've got tickets to Desert Rose Playhouse. The first segment of the show today, we had Dan and Christina on about that new play, Mid-Century Modern, the musical. You might want to use your passes for that. The website is desertroseplayhouse.org, 202-3000, but you can use your pass for anything that they have there, and they have wonderful things. You've got a gift certificate to JT's Diner. The website's cute. JTS, like JT's Diner, palmdesert.com, 674-7600. It's like a trip down Route 66. All the old signs and that old kind of food. It's out there on Cook Street. Got a gift certificate to Oscar's Cafe and Bar. Website is oscarspalmsprings.com. Phone number is 325-1188. Okay, listen up, Joey Pals. You know I love the bitchiest brunch on Sunday because I love my shrimp omelet. I get makeup tips from the drag queens. They help me once a week. Now they're going to have the bitchiest brunch on Saturdays at 10 a.m. Last but not least, you've got gift certificate, let's call it, to the Palm Springs Cultural Center / Camelot Theaters for a movie and a box of popcorn. Best popcorn in the Coachella Valley. The website is psculturalcenter.org, 325-6565. And it works this way. Dan didn't have any children. Christine Nunez had 2. Oh, how many? I can't remember. How many Tracy has? 4. Anne doesn't have any. So that's 4 and 2 is 6. And my 3 is 9. Thanks, Anne. We'll take the 9th caller, 323-JOEY. 3-2-3-5-6-3-9. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. If you're caller number 9, I'll mail everything out to you. Thank you for making the show what you have for 26 years. Somebody who's been with us almost that long. She wears so many hats and she does them all so well. When I'm at an event, I imagine I see her, even if she's not there. Ann Greer is in the house. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, Joey. Hi, Joey. Hi.
I went last Wednesday to the Michael Childers.
Uh-huh.
And I was sure I saw you there.
No, I was at the Palm Desert Area Chamber of Commerce State of the City.
How luncheon. Was that?
It was excellent. There were 400 people, and it really was an excellent. The chamber did an excellent job, and the Marriott Desert Springs did an excellent job. Yeah,
and the mayor of Palm Desert,
Jan Harnick. Yep.
Active, wonderful woman for many years.
Yeah, they're all wonderful. Kathleen Kelly was there. Mayor Pro Tem Sabby Jonathan.
Is that a man or a woman?
That's a man. What's He's the only again? Man, Sabby Jonathan. He's Sabby. A CPA. His wife is Wendy Jonathan, who's on the Desert Sands School Board.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how's the state of the city of Palm Desert?
Well, the state of the city is very good. What they did is they gave small businesses lots of grants so they could stay open during COVID. I mean, every city had their own program.
Yes.
You know, Rancho Mirage had one, for the restaurants. But the city of Palm Desert had several, and, where they had a combination of grants and also loans to work with the city. And they waived a lot of the taxes in order to allow certain businesses to stay afloat.
That's what you have to do.
Yeah. And they've put up, you know, the area outside of the sidewalk so you can dine outside. And they've now pretty much, I think, made it permanent, you know.
People like dining outside, even in the heat of the summer. I mean, Elmer's.
Well, they have those misters.
Yes.
You get wet, but that's okay.
But I like to be in the air conditioning in the summer. I really do.
Me too.
But over at Elmer's, the younger people and the people from Europe.
Yeah. Oh, they love it.
They love it.
Yeah. Especially people from Germany. They yes. love the heat and England.
And
yeah.
Kids too. All right. I have a question.
Yes.
Do you have a report on how much money you earned at the Act for MS Beach Party 3 Gala Gala?
No, I don't. I'm sorry to say.
It's okay. You'll tell us.
We have a board meeting soon, okay. And then at that point, I'll get a recap of everything. So, I can tell you that the Palm Springs Air Museum Gala was very successful. We feel that it raised over $1 million.
Oh, honey, that's great.
So
What does that go for?
The tickets to the Air Museum start at $425 ticket.
No, I mean the money you made.
Oh, well, it supports all of the activities and the programs. And that evening, we were raising money because we want to redo the front of the building, which will put in a 400-seat theater, which we can use for classrooms. So that we can have a great big, we can do a lot more with education,
yes.
with that new building, with that new classroom, and just other things like that.
In the front of the building.
The front.
Okay, so where we walk in and to the left.
No.
Shop.
The front, before you enter.
Oh, okay.
So the whole entrance will be redone. So we're going to take over the lawn and
yes.
some of the sidewalk space and fill it out. So we'll have, so that way the entrance will be separate from the gift shop. You'll actually exit through the gift shop. Right now you enter and exit yes. the same area, but this will be more, it'll be much better traffic flow. And of course that beautiful theater, which is the Ronald M. Allen Theater. Thank you very much, yes. Berger Foundation. And thank you also to Coweta and Donald Barker Foundation.
Now, when you raise that money, excuse me, do you buy planes with it? How do you get those planes? Are they donated or do you have to pay for the planes that are on exhibit?
No, the Air Museum, the funds are raised to pay for education and to pay for specific things.
Oh, I see.
So if we need to raise money for a plane, then we're going to make it a specific ask. However, we do need funds to keep the planes flying and to maintain the planes.
Oh,
and to maintain,
course.
I mean, listen, those hangars, you know, can you imagine
the air conditioning
bill in the summer? You know what I mean?
Yes.
So it all comes together. And of course, and wonderful Dick Shalhoub, he offered to have McDonald's supply all of the meals for all the youth tours, the student tours that come through. Because when kids come through, when the classrooms come through, it's free admission. We pay for the buses and we give them free lunches. We give them and the teachers and the accompanying parents free lunches. So everything is free for them. And now instead of worrying about only being able to hold 50, once the new classroom, and it's going to take a couple of years to get all of that done, we can have 400 at a time, you know.
400 happy meals.
Yeah. And then also to show films and all kinds of wonderful things and speakers. Because right now when we have speakers, we have to pull the planes out, put in the chairs. And this way, we don't have to disrupt the museum.
We
can do it right there.
Who will it be? The same architect?
I have no idea who the architect is. I couldn't tell you. There are some initials.
Oh.
I think it's LPL, but I don't know what that means.
No.
So don't ask me that. I don't know. But let's talk about programs.
Okay.
We've got the Air Museum has some wonderful programs coming up. Oh, by the way, Joey Pals, our latest pavilion, the James R. Houston Pavilion,
yes.
is now open. It opened last Saturday to the public. The F-117 Nighthawk stealth bomber is in there. The stealth technology exhibits are in. It's really, really cool. The whole design of it is so cool. You have to come and see it. Yes. So now we have 91,000 square feet of climate controlled hangar space.
So 91,000 square feet.
Okay, so this coming Saturday, our program is called
This will be April 9th.
April 9th. Post-war Czechoslovakia, communist coup, and the Cold War exile. And we have Dr. Martin Nikola is making the presentation. And he's going to talk about all of the events, you know, because after World War II ended, of course, the Soviets had a certain portion, and they just, you know, they took over. They took over the country of Czechoslovakia. So you had the Czechs and you had the Slovaks, and that's how you got Czechoslovakia. And they took it over. They took over the country. And then between 1948 and 1989, over 300,000 people left and went into exile. And so Dr. Nikola is going to talk about that, and he's going to talk about also their experiences, because a lot of them came here to the United States. So he'll talk about the communist coup, he'll talk, and the Cold War era, because, of course, they all wanted to have humanity and democracy and freedom, and you can't do that under that Soviet regime. We won't talk about Ukraine right now.
I was just going to say, deep breath.
Deep breath,
that's
correct.
That's at 1 o'clock on the 9th.
That's 1 o'clock on the 9th, and that program is included with regular museum admission. Yep.
I know you. What else on the 16th?
Yes. So the following week, the 16th, we have the a Brit's View of the War. And this is about our docent, Mick Dawson, who's a wonderful, charming fellow. And he was a young man. I'm not sure if he was a preteen or what. I think he was a preteen when World War II broke out. And he saw the American soldiers had a base near there. And so he watched the whole thing, them, you know, and everything. And so he's going to talk about his experiences as a kid experiencing, from his viewpoint, World War II.
You know what I think of when you talk about that?
What?
The movie Mrs. Miniver.
Oh, Mrs. Miniver.
Because she had her babies with her in the fallout shelter, and her daughter-in-law was killed. I mean, it through the eyes of younger people, how that must have looked.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and there we have the oral history project at the museum, and we actually have a woman who was 8 years old when Pearl Harbor happened.
Yes,
and so she's on record talking about her experiences.
Perfect.
As an 8 year old, and then so very quickly, so that's on the 16th. Then on May 2nd, Palm Desert Residence Day. So anyone showing a utility bill, you know, or a driver's license, gets into the Air Museum for free. That's on Sunday, May 2nd. Sunday, May 2nd. Okay. And it's 778-6262, PalmSpringsAirMuseum.org. We open at 10 o'clock. We close at 5 o'clock. Kids 12 and under are free with adult admission. Friendly dogs on leash are welcome. Do not leave your dogs in the car.
Oh,
do not. Okay.
One minute, tell us.
The Virginia Waring International Piano Competition. We have our competition coming up. It starts this weekend. On Sunday, April 10th, we will have 12 or 13 contestants competing at the Pollock Theater at College of the Desert, which is where this all started.
And it's
this free. This is free. Morning rounds start at 9:30. Afternoon rounds start at 4 p.m. Free parking. They are not issuing any tickets right now. So it's free parking, and we have designated parking spots. And it's every day, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, all of those days, 9:30 and 4, free to the public. Just come on out. Website. You don't need a ticket. VWIPC.org. Solo finals are Friday night. Phone number is 773-2575. We have concerto finals on Monday, April 18th, 6 o'clock at the McCallum. You do need a ticket for that, but it's going to be wonderful.
I bet.
Three concertos, Beethoven, Rachmaninoff, Ravel, or Prokofiev.
You're so smart. Bless your heart. Thanks for stopping by. Our own Anne Greer. I started to say Anne somebody else. I'm channeling. This will all be up on joeyenglish.com. Here comes today's Joey English Desert Datebook, presented through the generosity of BuzzBox. BuzzBox cocktails are handcrafted in the Coachella Valley. We only use top-shelf spirits and all-natural ingredients, no additives, no preservatives, ever. How long is never and ever? Long enough. BuzzBox is the world's most eco-friendly cocktail. It's 100% recyclable, and there are no other companies that have spirit-based cocktails in eco-friendly Tetra packaging. It looks like a juice box for your kids, but don't let your kids have it. There are three simple steps to enjoy BuzzBox cocktails. Chill, shake, enjoy. Check out the great video at buzzbox.com. ACT Tour says there are 7 days in a week. Someday isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with ACT. This Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all seven continents at prices you can afford. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. Phone 322-1247 or visit ACT-tours.com. for a menu of both international tours and day excursions. Dana Haynes, astrologyworldnews.com, wants you to know that the first half of April is Aries, the first sign of the zodiac, and she said they like to be first in everything they do. Uh-oh. The second half of the month of April is Taurus. That'll be one of my sons. And no, it won't be Nigel's new baby. But for all the details, check out astrologyworldnews.com. Desert Water Agency wants your input on electoral division maps, dwa.org/divisions. Help paying your water bill, go to dwa.org/H2O. Want to save water and money? Yes, yes, yes. Go to dwa.org/save. And the main website is dwa.org. Just Fabulous has my favorite website, the letter B, justfabulous.com. And they're ready for May, which is Mother's Day, and lots of birthdays, June, which is weddings and graduations. They've got books, gifts, candles, everything, even for Easter, birthdays, Mother's Day, kids, and pets. Love that website, the letter B, justfabulous.com. Lalo Visions wants you to connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, the psychic to the psychics. Lalo's detailed messages delivered at his office overlooking the beautiful Joshua Tree National Park, it's up there in Yucca Valley, will astound you. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant. By the way, it's a great gift idea. Your mother will love it. She can connect with her mother who may be gone. Here's the best recommendation. Before he met me, I have two dear grandmothers. I was close to both of them. He knew my favorite grandmother. I hadn't told him who that was. And he knew her favorite nickname for me that my three snotty children don't even know. Ready? Here's the phone number. 401-1810. It's a great gift idea. Palm Springs Aerial Tramway, pstramway.com. Check out the tram cam for valley views, weathers, and so much more. Pines Cafe is open 7 days a week. It's the number one tourist attraction in the Coachella Valley. And now, Peaks Restaurant, we give away a $50 gift certificate once a week here. Peaks Restaurant is now open for lunch and dinner. Beautiful. PSTramway.com. Last but not least, you've got a free movie pass over at the Palm Springs Cultural Center, Camelot Theaters, home of the best popcorn in the valley. Jazz on the Second Floor is back, heating up the upstairs open-air patio every Tuesday. And if you want to perform live upstairs, reach out to Tim at psculturalcenter.org. And the main website for all of that, psculturalcenter.org. Thus endeth the reading of the Joey English Desert Date Book. Okay, Joey pals, tomorrow, Thursday, we will feature our Talk of Stars. Until then, please be well and all the best.